Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Nine Round of Nutrition on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Dr. Rick Katuf, Nine Round Nutrition Coach, two-time best-selling author, and CEO and founder of Team Katuf, Team Katuf Nutrition, and a virtual gym. Today's show is brought to you by Nine Round 30-Minute Kickbox Fitness and Nine Round Kick Nutrition Supplement. Nine Round is a specialized fitness center dedicated to serving clients who want a unique, fun, and proven workout that guarantees results. Nine Round offers traditional old-school boxing and kickboxing fitness programs that incorporate functional, interval, cardiovascular, and circuit training regimens. The programs consist of a proprietary system of nine challenging workout stations developed by a professional fighter. Nine Round delivers total body results in a quick and convenient 30-minute workout with no class time and a trainer with you every step of the way. For more information, visit www.9round.com, and that's the number 9round.com. Folks, I hope you are having a fantastic day. Today we are going to talk about the pentad of success. The definition of pentad is five, or a group of five things. So these are five key stages for achieving fitness success, health, overall health and nutrition, body composition, sport-specific performance, whatever it may be, these five stages are key. Now, individually, yes, each of these is vitally important, but it's all of them together. That's the key right there. Think of it like this, you know, individuals say, well, Rick, I'm trying to eat healthier. I'm eating more fruits and vegetables, but I'm still not losing the weight I want to lose. Well, there's a lot of reasons for that, but most likely it's because, okay, just because an individual is eating more fruits and vegetables and getting more antioxidants, yeah, okay, that's good, but what's going on the other times? We can't do this part-time. It would be like somebody saying, well, you know, I brush my teeth every now and again, every couple days. Well, we know that brushing our teeth is very important for good oral health care, right? But if we're doing something very good, i.e. in this case, brushing our teeth, but we're only doing it every other day, every third day, are we going to get any benefits? No, not at all. We know that. So think about that in the nutrition and fitness world, looking at nutrition. Well, I eat healthy some of the time. Okay, well, go back to the teeth brushing example. Well, if you just brush your teeth some of the time, you're not going to get any benefits. So point is, the five key stages of success here, the pentad of success, it's critical that we put these all together. So let's jump right into it. Let's talk about the mind. When the mind is right, the body will follow. When the mind is right, the body will follow. This, believe it or not, is one of the most important components of health and fitness and sports-specific success. Because what we are thinking, what we are believing, is going to become our reality. And so many individuals there, they may not even know it. They may not even hear themselves in terms of their negative talk, their negative beliefs, their negative self-talk, their limiting beliefs that they have. And these individuals are greatly sabotaging themselves and their own personal results and goals and achievements. For example, so many individuals will say, well, Rick, I just can't lose weight because I have a slow metabolism. So think about that for a second. This person's belief is, I have a slow metabolism. So guess what? Everything they do in their world of health and nutrition and fitness is going to reaffirm that that belief is true. So therefore, if their belief is, I have a slow metabolism, guess what? That's exactly what is coming right back to them. Folks, it's like a boomerang. Throw it out there and it's coming right back at you. So if that is a negative belief, you'll never hear somebody say, oh man, I complain about I have a slow metabolism and look at them and physically they have this amazing physique and they're just ripped up, that kind of quote unquote 0% body fat look. No way, it doesn't go that way. The mind and body cannot disconnect that way. Somebody cannot believe that they have a slow metabolism, that's why they're weight, and have this amazing looking physique. It doesn't work that way. Other limiting beliefs people have is, you know, we talked about having a slow metabolism. People say, well, Rick, I'm overweight because I'm big boned. Well, that doesn't make any sense. There's no there. That's false. That's just a belief that this person has. But because they hang on to that belief that, hey, I'm overweight because I'm big boned, guess what? Like a boomerang, coming right back at you. So whatever we believe to be true, we're going to continue to reaffirm these beliefs to be true. Now, that individual that says, man, I've got a lightning fast metabolism, man. I just eat right, eat healthy, and I stay lean 365 days a year. I'll guarantee you one thing, that person, male or female, looks absolutely amazing, no doubt about it. That's their belief. They act in accordance to their belief. And again, like a boomerang, coming right back at them. So my challenge to you is this. I want you to go through in your mind and write these down. Any limiting beliefs you may have, now that we've kind of opened this door and window, that may be holding you back from success. Are you saying, I'm big boned, I have a slow metabolism, I don't have time to eat healthy, I'll never be as light or lean as so-and-so? Are you saying things like this, very similar, that are, because if you are, and these are your beliefs, they are holding you back from success, no doubt about it. Remember, when the mind is right, the body will follow. When those beliefs are off, well, we know we're just not going to get the results. And the great quote by Henry Ford, whether you think you can or whether you think you cannot, either way, you are right. One more time, whether you think you can or whether you think you cannot, either way, you are right. So put all that together and go, oh my gosh. I mean, this can be some of the brightest light bulb moments individuals have. You know, I'll give this presentation and people in the crowd and audience just all of a sudden raise their hand and go, oh my gosh, I just figured it out. And it goes both ways. They're like, hey, I just figured out why I've been so successful in this arena. Or on the other end, oh my gosh, I just figured out why I haven't had success in this arena. But the common denominator is between the ears. It's our mind. And our mind is our biggest asset or our biggest limiter. So let's make it our biggest asset by changing those limiting beliefs, changing that negative self-talk to positive self-talk, and you're going to quickly find that, oh my gosh, this is where my successes and my failures came from. All stem from those beliefs. Very, very powerful. Okay, let's move on to rest, repair, recovery, sleep. Rest, repair, recovery, sleep. Sleep is so, so, so vitally important. And a lot of times people, you know, I'll give a presentation like this and they'll have a big pushback. Oh, Rick, I'm too busy. I can't sleep more than 4 or 5 hours a night. Okay, well, that's fine. Then stay over fatigued, stay tired, and don't get any results. I mean, what do you want me to say? You know, we've got to make it a priority. Folks, we're all busy. Come on. No doubt about it. We're all busy. But if we want results, we've got to. So let's make sleep a priority, because when we are sleeping, so many things are happening. You know, during our workouts, which are great for us, but we're actually breaking down the body. So during the sleep process, we're going to rebuild and repair, right? Also, sleep greatly affects a hormone and neurotransmitter in our body called serotonin. And serotonin affects mood and it affects appetite. Serotonin affects mood and it affects appetite. So when we don't get the proper amount of sleep, folks, guess what happens? Well, we drop our serotonin levels, okay? Now, when serotonin's low, oh my gosh, downward spiral. Here's what happens. The body doesn't want serotonin to be low. Body wants serotonin to be much higher. So the body says, hey, I'm not letting this stay low. I've got to get serotonin back up. The body knows that it's the simple sugars, right, the not-so-good foods for us, that get serotonin up quickly. So what's this lead to? Check this out. Poor sleep can easily lead to excessive food cravings. These food cravings then lead to overeating, binge eating sessions, which then lead to overweight and obesity. So that's how powerful sleep is. So let's make sleep a priority. Okay, next, heart rate training. So during our cardiovascular training, whether it's your 9-round workout, you're running, cycling, whatever cardiovascular workout you're doing, you know, during that 9-round workout, we want to make sure that we are staying in those proper aerobic, meaning bringing oxygen to the working muscles. We want to make sure oxygen is going to those working muscles. Now, 9-round, remember, folks, this is a 30-minute workout. So therefore, you want to keep your body in motion 30 minutes nonstop. That quote-unquote rest in between rounds, that's not rest. That's active movement. That's active rest. You're doing push-ups and burpees and mountain climbers, you name it. You're working hard. Now, let's say you're on, one of the bags and you're going. It's a 3-minute round and you go so hard that you peter out after 30 seconds and you've got to take a minute rest. Well, that's not good. That's not the word. It's a 30-minute workout. You want to go nonstop for 30 minutes. So to do so, we've got to be aerobic. We've got to drive oxygen to those working muscles. That's how you're going to maximize your workout. It's not a matter of going as hard as you can and then, hands on the knees and gasping for air. No. 30-minute workout nonstop. Okay, man, now we got a workout going. Plus, you're going to recover better. You're going to perform better. That night you'll recover, refuel, so you can work out again the next day and the next day and the next day. So the heart rate training is critical. The next component, strength training, resist training. This is what your 9-round workout is built around. Every time you do a push-up, a jump squat, a mountain climber, a burpee, punch a bag, kick a bag, etc., you are providing resistance to the body. That resistance is going to translate into building lean muscle. Wow, this is huge for success, because if your goal is body composition change, most people look at it, oh, Rick, I need to lose 10, 50, 80, 100, 200 pounds, whatever it may be. Folks, we don't want to focus on losing weight. No. I know you're like, wait a minute. Yes, I do. No, you don't. You don't want to focus on weight loss. You want to focus on body composition change, and that means focusing on body fat loss, but the only way to burn body fat is what? To build lean muscle. There's no fat burner out there. That doesn't exist. There's one fat burner, and that's muscle, but you've got to build it through the proper strength training and brings in that heart rate training. So, huge right there. Now, the last component, nutrition. And remember what we talked about in the beginning. Just having the right beliefs is great. Sleeping right is great. Heart rate training, great. Strength training, great. Nutrition, great. Individually, all good, but we got to put them all together. That's how we get the maximum results. So when it comes to the nutrition, don't focus on eating healthy. We want to focus on eating right. They're two different animals, two different worlds. A lot of people say, well, I'm eating more fruits and vegetables. Okay, yippee-yay. That's just wonderful. It's good, but so you're eating more fruits and vegetables. Again, back to the brushing the teeth example. I brush my teeth, a little bit more often now than I used to. Well, that's still not going to get the results, right? So when it comes to eating right, we want to fuel that body right away when you wake up. And then set an alarm on your smartphone, on your watch, wherever it is, set an alarm that every 2.5 to 3 hours, that alarm goes off, and guess what? It's fueling time again. Fuel that body every 3 hours all throughout the day. You will stabilize your blood sugar levels. You will stabilize your serotonin levels. You will stabilize your insulin levels. You will maintain high and stable energy levels all throughout the day. And then at every meal and snack, remember, we don't just want to grab something healthy. Don't just grab an apple or don't just grab a handful of nuts. We want to have a nice balance of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. So, for example, for breakfast, not just a bowl of oatmeal, that's just carbohydrate. We want the oatmeal with the egg whites. There's the carbohydrate, egg whites, and the protein. Throw some nuts in the oatmeal. There's your dietary fat. You just took a healthy bowl of oatmeal and made it right. Boom. There we go. 10 tad of success. The mind. Change the belief in order to change the result. Next. Rest, repair, recovery, 7-8 hours of sleep a night, heart rate training, keep it aerobic, 9 rounds, 30-minute workout, nonstop, keep going. Strength training, build the lean muscle, burn the body fat, and then nutrition. Okay, folks, let's rock this out. More tools for the toolbox, the pentad of success. Until next time, Make today a great day.